I'm here in Boston, Massachusetts, where the group Anonymous is protesting the Church of Scientology's office here in the Back Bay of Boston.
No, it's about Tom Cruise.
Oh, okay.
Tom Cruise.
Okay.
What started about it.
So why did you come here to protest today?
Well, you know, I read up on Scientology, I read all the Anonymous stuff, and I thought that what they were doing was really wrong. You know, the money, the corruption, infiltrating the government, the disconnection policy with people who leave. There's a lot of corruption, a lot of bad things, and I'm not normally one to protest, but I decided to come out here today to support this. A lot of people are out here. It's great. It feels great to get out here and have some voices heard against something that's gone uninformed about for so long.
Supposedly supposed to snow later. Is that going to deter you guys at all?
Come again?
It's going to snow later, supposedly. Is that going to deter you at all?
As you can see, it's raining now.
Yeah.
It's raining, forcing snow. You know, we're New Englanders. We can handle any kind of rain or snow.
Yep. All right. Thanks.
No problem.
As you can see, Scientology is handing out pamphlets to anyone they can find. Right here.
about 7 or 8 and I yell to the
guy. Are you surprised with the turn up of non-anonymous protesters here?
No. I'm not surprised. I figured Scientology is not only an enemy to Anon. There are many, many people who oppose this. And I'm very proud to see non-Anon here supporting this.
How do you feel with this protest today against the Church of Scientology here in Boston?
I think it's pretty amazing that someone showed up at all.
Were you aware of this protest going on?
Yes.
Are you part of Anonymous?
No. I haven't even been paying attention, sorry.
Alright, thank you. It started to snow here. It's whiteout conditions. Snow's coming down hard, but that has not deterred these folks protesting here in Boston. The New England weather, the snow, has not deterred them at all, and they're still here. And they've actually been joined by more people. I know, are you people with Anonymous, or are you just several protests that decided to coordinate with them?
Well, I'm an ex-member of another cult, and I just came out to show support and solidarity and raise awareness about destructive mind control cults.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
I'm not directly affiliated with the organizing group here.
Yeah.
But I heard about this going on, and I really wanted to come to support the people, one, who have loved ones.
And I just came out to show support and solidarity and raise awareness about destructive mind control cults.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
I'm not directly affiliated with the organizing group here,
yeah.
But I heard about this going on, and I really wanted to come to support the people, one, who have loved ones within mind-controlling organizations like Scientology, and also because I'm interested in freedom of mind.
Alright, thank you.
I think this is just a personal opinion. I think he is a sociopath. I've seen him beat people, spit on people. I've seen him have insane rage and attack people like that. And I think that's what's going through his mind. He believes that all of these people are internet terrorists. Look at this, this is right, this is like our youth. These are people standing up against killing Lisa McPherson and fraud. And they're internet terrorists? Well, that's Miscavige. That's all he's going to put out. He's going to lie. But I think what's even more dangerous than that is...
Reporting live for Wiki News, I'm Patrick Mandan.